friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. May is right around the corner. Actually, if you're listening to this live, it's tomorrow, people. If you live in the Midwest, tomorrow is May Day, the time in which you take little solo cups full of popcorn and candy and take them to your neighbors and ding-dong ditch them. It's a favorite pastime in the Midwest. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look it up. But that's not what we're here to discuss today. Today, we are talking about simplified gift giving because Maycember is upon us, or as my cousin calls it, Mayos. It's a busy time of year, so we need to think about and kind of prioritize some things that are coming up so that our future selves can give us a hug on the back. And one of them is simplifying gift giving. I have to tell you, besides December, I think May is one of the most gift-giving months of the year. We have graduation gifts, we have bride gifts, we have Mother's Day gifts, we have teacher appreciation, end-of-the-year gifts. We have a lot of gifts to think about. And as part of our Make May Amazing series, we have a printable. You can get it at simplepurposefulliving.com/May. And in week one of our Simplify and Make May Amazing is to think about what you want to gift this month and get it taken care of so you don't have to think about it for the rest of the month. So let's go ahead and talk about gifts. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You might not know this about me, but I have a really hard time gift giving. Like, it's really stressful for me and overwhelming. I want to get the perfect gift, but I just don't feel like I'm a very good gift giver. And the thing is, my mom and my sister are amazing gift givers. Like, it comes to them naturally. And I want my recipient to like it, but I also want it to be practical. So this is why I'm so passionate about simplifying, because if you're anything like me, it can take up a lot of mind and heart space, and I don't want it to. So let's talk about this. A few years ago, I read the book, The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi. I'm going to put the link to the book in the show notes. And she has several principles in the book, but we're going to apply one today to spring gift giving. It's the decide once principle. And this is it helps us to focus on making a decision one time and then setting up a system to repeat that decision automatically in the future. This method reduces daily decision fatigue by eliminating the need for having to decide or repeat choices over and over again in recurring situations. So for our example, deciding once what we're going to gift for the season, getting all the things that we need rather than like, what am I going to get for Joe for his graduation? And what am I going to get for Rachel for her graduation? No, I'm just going to decide once what the graduation gift is going to be. And it's going to save me so much time and mental energy. So how does this apply to spring gift giving? Okay, first we need to identify the recipients. I want you to write down all the people that you've either gotten graduation cards from or you know you're going to be going to a graduation for, any teachers, brides, moms you need to buy gifts for. I want you to identify all the recipients. Then the next way we're going to apply this decide once principle is to choose a default gift type. You're going to select a gift that is universally appreciated and can be personalized to some extent, like a gift card or a notepad or whatever, to that recipient. Now, here's the thing. You can have a decide once graduation gift, you can have a decide once teacher gift, and you can have a decide once Mom's Day gift. Or you can simplify it even more and just do a decide once gift. Like, this is what I'm getting every single person that comes across my gift-giving needs for the month. Like, I'm going to give everybody a gift card and a notepad and some pens and tie it up and give them a card. Boom, done. Like, that's my decide once. But you can personalize it a little bit if you want. Okay, here's the next thing. I want you to select the specifics. Like, what is it that you need to get for them? I want you to list it out. Like, do you need to get some gift cards? Do you need to get some notepads? Do you need to get some cards at the store? I want you to figure out, okay, how many cards do I need for graduation? How many cards do I need for Mother's Day? All of those sorts of things. I want you to write them all down and grab your Erin's notepad because then you can really use your time efficiently with errands, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, and then I want you to select a budget. Now, here's the thing. We all want to be generous. We want to love our people well, but I try to remind myself that we are just one of several people that are going to be investing in these people. So as far as graduation is concerned, we have a set amount that we give to friends. For us, it's usually $25 to $30, depending. If that feels like too much to you, that's fine. If you like to give more, that's great too. And then we give more for family members usually, okay? But that kind of like this year, we have already probably 6 or 7 graduations that we're going to be attending. That adds up in a hurry. So be cognizant of your budget. And you also have to remember that like whatever you decide now, most likely will be carrying with you into the future. So while you might only have one graduation this year, if you give like $500, can you maintain that, you know, years into the future when your kids are graduating and you're going to have like 50 graduations to go to. So just keep that in mind. What is a budget that is reasonable for you? And then again, create that purchase list and grab the items. Here's the thing. If you have everything on hand, the notepads you need, the gift cards you need, the greeting cards you need, all you have to do is grab it out of a bin. I like to keep it all just in a bin in my pantry. Pull out the items that I need to take to that graduation party, write a personalized note, and take it. There's no running to the grocery store. It's basically like meal planning, but we're gift planning. It's the same principle. And then you're just going to repeat this annually. Every single season, every single cycle, you're just going to follow the same plan. Like, oh, this is what I got my graduation gift last year. It just simplifies the process. You're no longer having to like, what should I get for graduation this year? What should I get for teachers this year, right? No, occasionally you're going to have like a duplicate teacher. Honestly, if you give them the same gift as last year, it's okay. It's still a gift. It's okay. And I just go with the same gift every year, usually. Okay, and we're going to talk about that. Now, I have a gift formula that I use to kind of determine what I need to purchase on my purchase list. Number one, I like to buy something I love and use because you can think of a small $5 to $25 item. You could think of like candle, lotion, nail polish, some stud earrings, candies, dish soap. I highly recommend our weekly plan notepad and our brain dump notepad bundles, our happy notes, and our gratitude journals. By the way, they're 50% off for the next 48 hours. Yes, our gratitude journals. If you're listening to this live, when it comes out, our gratitude journals are on sale for 50% off. Perfect time for spring gift giving. Buy something you love. And then when you gift it to the person, you can say, I love this and I thought you might love it too. Who can argue with that? So buy something practical that you love. Okay, step number one. Step number two, include a gift card. Now, I know people think they're super impersonal, but when it comes to teachers, when it comes to moms, when it comes to graduates, I tell you what, like moms never buy anything for themselves, but if they have free money, they're more likely to. Graduates, there's always things they're going to need at Target or Amazon or Walmart when they go to set up their dorm. Teachers, there's always things. I'm a former teacher. There's always things that they need for their classroom that they will spend their own money on. If we can bless them a little bit and give them some money that they can use instead, bingo, bango, that's the deal. So gift cards, I love them. And it gives the gift recipient some opportunity to buy things that they might need. And I like to buy a bunch, even a few extra, because you never know in the month of May, other gift recipients, you know, you haven't gotten that grad invite in the mail yet, but it's coming, and you just have extras. And if you have extra gift cards at the end of May, well, you can spend them yourself, right? But it's just nice to have on hand. Okay, that's step number two. Are you ready to transform your summer from overwhelming to absolutely amazing? Well, you're in luck because Simple Purposeful Living is here to help you plan for what truly matters with our Summer Planning Printable Pack. Imagine a summer where every day holds a little joy and no moment feels wasted. With monthly planning pages, daily activity ideas, bucket list templates, plus tips and tricks to make summer more fun. Signing up is easy and free. Just visit simplepurposefulliving.com/summer or check the show notes for the link to sign up. into your email and get immediate access. Start planning today and make this summer your family's best one yet. Don't let another summer slip by in a blur of busyness and missed opportunities. Join Simple Purposeful Living and plan for a summer that's filled with what matters most to you. Sign up at simplepurposefulliving.com/summer before it's too late. Number one, buy something you love. Step number two, include a gift card. Step number three, wrap it up beautifully. I personally love using cellophane. It's that clear plastic stuff. You can buy it in rolls at Dollar Tree for $1.25, and it's surprisingly easy to manipulate. You cut it in a square, you pull it together in a bunch at the top around the items, and then you tie it with a bow. It's super simple, but it looks super classy. And you just tie it up with a bow, put a little card with it. Bingo, bango, boom. I said that twice in this podcast, but it's so simple. Now, the last thing I want you to include in our four-stepped gift process is a handwritten note. Friends, I'm telling you, as a former teacher, as someone who has graduated as a mom, words of encouragement are the most underrated thing that we can give one another. They mean so much. A teacher loves to know the impact they made on a student. So if you are particularly thankful for something, write it down. Graduate, send them some words of encouragement at this critical juncture of their life. Like, you don't have to have it all figured out. It's okay. I'm still figuring it out at age 40. I mean, anything that might encourage them. And as a mom, like, even letting them know that you see the invisible load that they carry, all the things that they worry about and care about and take care of, just validating that for a mom, man, honey, are you listening? That would be really, really, really good. He's great at it. But, you know, if the kids could just tell me how amazing I am as a mom, I'd be a happy mom. Anyway, and neither, that's, you know, we're moving on. Okay, but never underestimate the power of your kind, encouraging words. They are powerful. Okay, so the four steps. Think of something you love that you can purchase in bulk, that you can give with a gift. Add in some gift cards. It could be a $5 Starbucks gift card all the way up to, you know, an Amazon, Walmart, Target gift card for them to buy things. Wrap it up cutely. If you don't like cellophane, just get a bunch of cute gift bags in bulk. Again, you can get these at Dollar Tree with tissue paper, so it's all stocked and ready to go in your little gift-giving bin. And then get some note cards. Again, if you go to the store and just buy 10 generic grad cards and a couple of Mother's Day cards and a couple of teacher cards or some just cute note cards, you can write in a little note, stick it in the gift, and you're good to go. All right? Now, I'm going to give you some specific gift ideas from our product line that might be encouraging to grab for your gift recipient. So for teachers, besides a gift card, they also, you could get them a plant, okay? I love to say, like, thanks for helping me grow on the note card, and a plant so that they can take care of it in the summertime, whether that's flower plant or a tomato plant or depending on what they like. Plants are always great. Pens are great. Teachers love, you know, the Paper Mate flare point pens, notepads. Hello, Weekly Plan notepad and Brain Dump notepad. We have those two bundles in our shop. There are 6 notepads. You buy 5, you get 1 free, and it comes with free priority shipping. So I'll put the links to both of those. Those are what I give our teachers because I know teachers love notepads. Now, here's one thing I'd stray away from when it comes to teachers. Anything that, like, artwork, unless it's personalized, or mugs. I love a good mug, but when I stopped teaching, I probably had a collection, I'm not kidding you, of like 30 mugs. People like to give teachers mugs, which is great, or like thermoses or water cups, but you know, something consumable is really helpful for a teacher. So just an FYI on that. Okay, graduates, of course, I already talked about gift cards, but anything else that they might need or want in their next journey. You know, you could get, a Weekly Plan notepad, a Brain Dump notepad, anything that's going to help them use their time efficiently and wisely in this next season. A gratitude journal, again, they're 50% off in our shop. Just help them usher into the new season with more intention. Brides, I love to give personalized recipes, family recipes. So I love to give our recipe cards that you can get in our shop with some personalized recipes. They did this for a shower of mine years ago. Obviously, I've been married 18 years, but I still have all of those recipe cards from all these family friends, and they're so fun to look back on. And generally, people, if they only can give one or two of their recipes, they're going to give you their best recipes. So they're going to be some good recipes in there. So you can grab our recipe cards in our shop as a fun, if you're looking to give them just a gift card or some money, maybe tossing in some recipes in with the card is going to be a nice gift. And then moms, I'm telling you, anything that like gives them the opportunity to, that's like free for them, that they don't have to spend any money. So a gift card. I also love subscriptions. So last year, I think it's actually been 2 years now, my husband gave me a car wash gift subscription. And every Sunday we go get the car washed and the kids vacuum out our car. And I'm telling you, I love driving. I drive around a lot. I put on a lot of miles in my car because I'm like the mom mobile, the mom Uber. You get the idea. And just having a clean car to drive around with is such a gift. It was so practical and I loved it. I asked for it again the next year, even like cleaning services. And if you don't have the resources to outsource this, even you as a family, cleaning the house for mom, detailing mom's car. Those are all such practical and helpful things as well. And then we also, on a practical basis, have a mom planning gift bundle in our shop. It includes our gratitude journal, our weekly plan notepad, and our best-selling weekly meal planner. We wrap it up in a poly bag with a sticker so you can just literally take it out of the mailing bag. It's already wrapped, quote unquote, with a sticker. All you have to do is write mom's name on it, write a handwritten note. Don't forget the handwritten note and give it to mom for Mother's Day. It's $50. You save $7 on the bundle and you get free priority shipping. So I highly recommend that. I will put that link in our show notes. So when it comes to spring gift giving, this is the first week in our Make May Amazing challenge. The first week challenge is to decide once what your gifts are going to be for May. Determine who your recipients are going to be. Determine what you're going to gift. Make a gift shopping list. Buy all of your items. Put them in a bin. And literally all month long, you're going to have everything you need to go to those parties. You're not going to have to go to the store. You're not going to be having to decide what you're getting. You just know you've made the decision. This is what we're giving for grad gifts. So if you want to know what I'm giving this year for teachers this year, we are giving our weekly plan notepad and brain dump notepad with a gift card. That's what we're giving. And for graduates, we're also going to give the weekly plan notepad to our girls that we're gifting to and a gift card. And for the guys, also an Amazon gift card. I'm just going to buy a whole bunch and get cards at the Dollar Tree. It's my favorite place to get cards because they're a dollar or 50 cents and I can stock up on a whole bunch and just keep them in the bin along with the cellophane, the bags, and the tissue paper. And I'll put it all in my pantry. And anytime we go to a grad party, boom, 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 we're ready to go. And nobody's ever been sad about a gift card. I'm just telling you. There is a lot of pressure to get the perfect gift and wrap it up beautifully. It's one more thing we have to think about this year. But start by choosing something you love that you want to share with someone else. Don't forget to share some encouragement in the form of a handwritten note, and I promise they'll love it. By implementing the Decide Once principle from Lazy Genius, you can streamline your spring gift-giving process this spring. It's thoughtful, it's efficient, and it's stress-free. This approach is going to save you time and energy and gift meaningfully and simply and appropriately to each recipient. Again, I've linked a bunch of blog posts and gift ideas in the show notes, including our brain dump notepad bundle, our weekly plan notepad bundle, our gratitude journals that are currently 50% off, and our mom's planning bundle, all in the show notes. Be sure to download your Make May Amazing Challenge printable at simplepurposefulliving.com/May and complete this task for week one. That's your practical takeaway this week. Make a decision, decide once what you're going to gift, get your items, and your future self will thank you all month long. Until next time, friends, have a great week. Remember, you don't have to overhaul your life to love it when one simple tweak at a time will do. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.